In the case of software development, however, is different. Since complex processes are involved in software development, it is unacceptable to simply reject the parts of the system that were defective and release the rest of the system that passed the test. This is because the removal of software is not always a clean-cut activity on the grounds of the nature of the software's functionality. The exclusion of some components that have failed the test might cause other components, which may have passed the test, to function incorrectly. This action might even render the whole system become unusable. The touchscreen driver not functioning correctly after the test run implies that some of the phone apps might not be accessible by tapping on the app icon. This defect is unacceptable for touchscreen phones.